Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Damn, y'all, happy Fursuit Friday.
That's right. We're recording this the day it releases.
But y'all, it is, as we said, Fursuit Friday. Ryan and I are both sporting our Friday best right now.
And also, I want to be super topical. Off the bat, what's up with these fires, Matt?
There's fires all over.
We had a fire in Malibu evacuating thousands of people, and then we had a fire near the zoo in Griffith Park, which I saw on my way.
I know. This is so topical, because, like, when this comes out, Ryan, those fires are still going to be raging. So, guys, this
maybe
is the most
not the Griffith Park one.
Yeah, they might have contained that. But this is the most topical podcast to date. How about that attorney general, right?
Jeff Sessions?
No, he's fired.
Oh.
The new one.
I thought he quit.
He was forced to resign.
Oh.
Which
what does
is code
that
word.
Mean, forced to resign?
Code word for, like, fired. It's like...
Is that like in a breakup when, like, he's like, do you want me to break up with you? I'm not sure. Well, like, do you want me to? Yeah. Why can't you break up with me? I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
It's like
why
saying,
do I have to do it?
It's like you resign or we fire you. So then it's
that's
like,
how
okay.
My first relationship ended.
Really?
Yeah. I was just like, what? Why do I have to do it? I don't want to do it. You're the one that wants to do it. She was like, because I just don't want to hurt you. I'm like, what are you talking about? This sucks. This
I
is
hate
worse
those situations.
Than if you broke up with me.
I hate that. There's been times where like I've been in a relationship in the past. And I'm like, I wish they would break up with me so I don't have to do this. Like,
I know,
it'd be
I
so
know.
Much easier. But what is this, episode 116?
Yeah.
Should we
You're still going on with
well,
it.
I gotta say the
You're
episode
still
number.
Going on with it.
I know, I'm not commenting on the number.
Why
I'm
do
just
you have
saying,
to say the episode number?
Okay, this
what
is
what does it have to
this
do
this is
with
just
it,
a random anonymous episode.
It is. They're all anonymous.
No
episodes.
Number.
You can watch them in any order. You don't have to watch 1 through 116 to get like the backstory.
There's a lore, Ryan.
There is a lore though, so
I if we want to go on super mega lore, I do have one update that you guys will be very
Family Guy?
Not Family Guy.
Oh, wow. When's the last time you watched Family Guy?
It's been a little while. I've been watching King of the Hill, actually, because
of... Are you out of Family Guy right now?
I take the ticket a break.
Mike
okay?
Judge is stealing your girl.
He is,
Seth
man.
Seth MacFarlane?
It's Hank of the Hill is a much better show.
Yeah, it is.
It's really
Hank
fucking
of
good.
The Hill, that's a good
I'm on season two now.
Yeah?
So I'm powering
You're binging
through that
it?
One. Yeah, I am.
See, I'm still trying to get through the Making a Murder part two.
How is it?
It's good. I'm on part 7, I think.
Mm.
It's been a slow get through just because each episode is like an hour or more. And it's just like it's just a kind of brings your whole mood down type of show.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we watched the first season of Making a Murder. And after that, I was like, oh, this guy's innocent. But then I did some research after the fact. And I was like, oh, wait, this guy's guilty. They didn't put that in the documentary.
Yeah.
So then I thought he was guilty. But you said apparently after watching the new season, you're like, but is he guilty?
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's a fun little roller coaster, not for Steven or Brendan. But for me, for the viewers, we get to have fun.
You get to enjoy all of the...
we get to go be sad for them in a 5-minute period and then walk away and take a shit in our own toilet. And
I was thinking about that the other night because I was watching... in the month of November, I'm trying to watch a lot of war movies because I'm trying to like pick like a different movie theme each month. And
you
got to
invite me over
movie.
When you're watching Jarhead.
I will.
Okay.
And... I watched Full Metal Jacket. It's one of my favorite movies.
Not Full Metal Alchemist.
Not Full Metal Alchemist. I always say Full Metal Alchemist by accident, but I watched Full Metal Jacket again, and it just stresses me out because of like how trapped they are in the military, and they got this dude screaming down their neck, and then being in Vietnam, as they say, and like being in those firefights. Evan and I would like be so anxious and in the immersion of the movie, and then pull myself out and be like, oh, I'm in my apartment. Like, oh my God, I don't have to deal with that shit. And that's a nice feeling.
Does Full Metal Jacket have the song where it's like, goodbye, my darling. Hello, Vietnam.
Yeah, it's the opening song when they're getting their head shaved.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
I had a dream about that song last night.
It's a good song.
It's weird you're singing it because in my dream that song was playing.
Another old song that I listened to recently that I added to my November. You said create a playlist of songs that you listen to in November, and I actually, like, for some reason, in one of the Discover Weekly, Brandy, you know, Brandy, she's a fine girl.
Yeah.
That one that came out, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll do it. And so, like, every now and then it'll pop up when I'm driving. And I'm like, okay,
like, hell yeah,
yeah. It's kind of like the same feeling you get when you listen to like Country Roads.
Yeah,
it's like those types of like old songs. But like, I found a lot of new music, and like, I really like, because you were just like, have you checked out your Discover Weekly? I'm like, no. Like, I don't know how I'm navigating around Spotify, but Matt's helping me and I'm starting to actually find new music,
yeah,
which
Ryan,
is something that I typically don't do.
He's discovering the joy of music, and what I do
for the first time.
He's never heard music. He just heard music for the first time this month and he likes it. He likes the stuff.
Yeah, I have music blindness. I can only hear rap, and so I got these special earmuffs on and I went up to the Griffith Observatory and listened to some classical music and I cried my little bitch tears out.
Did you really go listen to classical music and cry?
No.
Oh, I was like, that's cool, man.
Some of the music that my car classifies as classical is so dumb because it'll be kind of like, what is it? What is that kind of way? Oh, I'm trying to, what is that genre?
What do you mean?
It's, you listen to it. It's like pop. It's like jazzy, but poppy. It's, I forget the name of it all of a sudden. There's a name for it, and it's really big.
Did you say
vaporwave? It's not completely vaporwave, but it's like very chill music. Not a lot of
lo-fi.
Lo-fi, yeah, there it is. Lo-fi. It classifies all lo-fi music as classical music.
That's great. That'll be the classical music one day for a future generation. They'll look back and be like, "Wow, look at this!"
And every time, like, there's rap or anything, you know, hip hop. It'll classify it as urban. I'm just waiting to see it like classify Asian music as like oriental.
Urban is my favorite term for that kind of
stuff.
They're
so urban.
It's such like an old white man term, like, urban. Son, are you listening to that urban music?
The thing is, like, urban like just means like a city area,
yeah,
right? But
yeah,
now like it, at some point along the historical root of the history of that word, it turned into kind of like a ghetto, I guess.
Yeah,
like synonymous with ghetto.
Uh-huh.
But
what if your car just classified it as ghetto?
I would love it more.
That'd be ridiculous.
The sick ass ghetto. That's like, what it says. You're listening to sick ass ghetto.
Do you have Sirius XM? Do you have XM radio?
I think I did. I don't know. I just listened to NPR or Spotify.
Dude, your old Fiat.
Or a Mexican station.
Oh, dude, the Mexican stations in LA are just like...
That's all I would listen to when I first moved to LA. I was like, I've never heard this shit before.
It's crazy. Dude, dude, speaking of which, I was pulling out of a parking lot today. And, you know, I kind of had to, like, get a little bit on the sidewalk. Because the way the parking lot was, I had to, you know, pull up onto this... Because, like, the sidewalk... You know, you have to drive over it, or it's not even the sidewalk. It's just where the sidewalk breaks for a minute and becomes the street.
Yeah.
And I had to pull up so I could see the cars. And this old Mexican dude walks behind my car and just starts punching my car.
What?
I feel like, doom, doom, doom. I'm like, what the hell? And I turn around. And there's this old short little Mexican man punching my car and screaming at me. And I roll down the window and I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he's just yelling at me.
Is it because you were in the crosswalk?
I have to pull out.
I know.
And he's punching my car.
Every pedestrians in California are some of the most idiotic people I've ever witnessed. Because, like, they'll throw a drink at, like, a two-ton vehicle for being a little bit in the crosswalk. I'm like, dude, if that's just some idiot, like, behind the wheel of that truck, you're going to be smeared onto the pavement in a heartbeat. Like, don't pick fights with vehicles.
I know.
I mean, even though
my car,
you would never do anything, I would never do anything yet. It's just, like... I feel like people are so unpredictable And you gotta, you just don't press strangers.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's behind their eyes. It could be lust.
Yeah.
He could run over you and then take you home.
I could have kissed this. I could have gotten out and kissed this old man right on his lips.
He could have saw, that man saw you and he's like, this is the love of my life.
Sir.
He's like, mi amore.
I did.
The Mexican guy says, mi amore.
I got a little, I lost my cool a little bit when he was punching my car.
What did you say? I'll tell you what I said a few weeks ago to someone who had their windows down and cut me off, then proceeded to yell at me.
Okay, I'd like to hear that. But, you know, he's punching my car like, doom, doom, doom. And I was like, I have to be here to pull out. Like, this is literally where I pull out from. And he's yelling at me. I mean, he's punching my car, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's just yelling at me, and I told him to fuck off, and then I drove away. I was just like,
you should have gotten out of your car.
I was on the phone with my mom, too. Because
you're a tall motherfucker.
I am.
When he looks up at you, because I'd imagine he's short, right?
He was probably 5'2".
If you say he's an old man.
I was probably a foot taller than him, or more.
So that's the biggest, like, just move of just, like, standing up and looking down on someone. That's the biggest just kind of,
it's intimidating.
Like, it is.
He got me mad, though.
Even if you're, like, not the most muscular person in the world, Matt, you're tall, which means that you're, like, by default, intimidating to someone.
I'll win every fight because of that.
Yeah. I mean, you can climb up all on people and shit.
I could climb on someone. I'm skinny. I could slip out of their grasp.
You could slide into their throat and come out of their ass?
I could, and I can swing my, I could swing God, my limbs
what
around.
What a horrible, that would be terrifying to witness.
Come here, boy.
You like, slithering around in a fight.
And I just, like,
crawling up walls
crawl
and
up
shit.
Into his mouth. Come out of his ass.
But it's, like, splitting him in half.
He swallows me sideways, and you can see, like, the shape of me go down sideways in his throat, like in a cartoon.
If I saw some, like, big fucking gorilla fuck try to pick a fight with me, you know those dudes that always wear tank tops that, like, have back... You know?
They always have that, like, ready-to-fight pose.
Yeah.
Like, their arms are, like, curved inwards because they're, like, ready, and they got the fists already made.
They're good for being, like... They'll bare-fuck the shit out of you, but... I figure, like, if I just pulled down my pants and started peeing and going, whoa, and, like, waving it around, they wouldn't try to fight me anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
Or would they try to knock me out and then, like, my pee would stop and then they'd continue to bash my brains
honestly,
into the pavement?
Honestly, if you pull out your penis in a fight, you're probably more likely to get knocked out. And then also, if they do call the police, then you will be charged with indecent exposure. So.
They punched me.
That's true. And say that your pants just happened to come down during the fight.
No, it was self-defense.
I see, you know, I watch
you
a lot
can pull
of,
out a gun in self-defense. You can't pull out a gun in any other situation.
So why can't I pull out my penis in self-defense? I call it the gun. Because it's always locked and loaded.
Got it cocked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got that thing cocked. And my balls.
Cocked and bloated.
I saw a picture of a dude this week who had injected saline into his testicles.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent you the picture, actually.
You ever seen those pictures of, like, those porn stars whose balls look like they're about to pop if you poke it with a pin needle?
Yeah,
you sent me a picture recently.
Yeah, it was that. It was the guy that injected his testicles with saline, and they were large and smooth. It was like a gigantic melon that was. That's the thing. There were no wrinkles on his balls. It was like a smooth basketball.
Though it's so fucking uncomfortable.
Why would you inject silicone or saline into your penis? Have you seen that guy? There's a guy that has the world's biggest penis because he injected it.
He hates it. He hates it. Right?
Yeah. Why would?
Wait. No. Never mind. Not that guy. There's a guy who legitimately, naturally, just has the world's biggest penis, and he hates it. Because he can't find true love.
Can't enjoy sex.
I don't think he's... You can't fuck someone with a penis that big.
No.
No. You know, the vagina can give birth to, like, fat old babies. Why can't it, like, intake a poor, giant cocked virgin's penis?
I don't know, man. It's just... I think that's a very... I think insertion is more painful than removal. Hey, Justin!
Does Justin want to come in on this podcast?
Justin,
yeah,
he does. We're talking about big penises.
Wait, come are on. You on the phone? Right now? Come say hi to some people. Come sit on
merch
our lap.
Merch Lord Justin's on his way in.
We are big fans of Justin. He's a very nice person, as far as I know. I mean, he could backstab me in the next week, and then my whole relationship with him would change. But for now, I really think he's a genuinely nice person. So
Justin,
say hello, Justin.
Say hey.
Not our editor, Justin, by the way.
Hi, everybody.
This is not our editor.
I know that you've both seen the porno where that bald guy shows his entire head into that woman's vagina.
Yes, a Russian helmet.
Yeah.
Or a Roman helmet, whatever
yeah,
it's called.
So I don't know what you're talking about, saying this penis can't fit into a vagina.
I'm talking about, like, he's not going to go... I don't think the guy with the largest penis, did he eventually become a porn? Did he ever do porn?
Probably. They probably offered him a lot of money to do that.
But in a real world relationship, I don't think like that's, there's the difference. There's a penis that's so big where like the woman pulls down those boxers or a man and they go, wow. But for him, when that happens, it's just like,
it's not gonna happen, dude. I'm sorry.
There was a man who injected his penis for like 6 years straight every day with silicone. And his penis just became like, you know those things that you had as a kid that were like filled with water and like glitter and you could stick your finger
I
in
I love
it?
Those things.
It's like one of those.
They're the ones that you can like slip around like soap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're trying to catch it like soap.
Imagine that, but like the size of like a corgi. His penis was like that big. And I saw a video where he like unleashed it and he opens his pants and he has to like scoop it out with his hands. I'm like, why'd you do that? You can't even have sex. It's just a big blob.
Can he even masturbate with
it? I don't know. It's just like, it's huge.
Okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Justin, would you ever inject your penis with something to make it bigger?
No. Okay. Do you think it's less likely for someone to be rejected if their penis is too big? Or you guys have seen a guy with two penises, right?
I have seen that, yeah.
Too big. I think someone could work with two penises. They're average size penises. They can. I've seen that. Was it a porn star? Or was it just like
he did a Reddit AMA a couple years back?
Okay, because he posted a picture.
Yeah,
and it just looked like one of those two-headed snakes.
Yeah,
like from Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I think you're more likely to be rejected if you have two penises.
Really,
because it's so out then, of the
than an enormous gross penis.
Well, the problem with the enormous penis is that all of your blood's gonna go to your penis and you're gonna pass out.
That's true. You won't be able to. And I imagine having to sustain an erection, that's a lot of blood, and you might get lightheaded.
But what I'm saying is, like, for all those who are attracted to penis, like for me, I would rather be with a girl with four regular size tits than two tits the size of a Fiat. You know,
those are big tits.
Like, because that's like, she couldn't even fit in my car. I'm sure she's a wonderful person.
Is it four across or is it like a like four
like
a Lego cube?
Kind of like dog udders.
Okay, here's a question.
You know how they're lined horizontally, like they're downwards? So like it would be like two right here and then two more
below
above
it.
The belly button, but below it.
Would you?
You're thinking about it. You're like, yeah, that doesn't sound too nice.
I might
go with those Fiat titties, actually.
I'm actually not against that.
The Fiat titties or
the four titties.
My first
experience with enormous tits were on a Jerry Springer VHS that my babysitter brought over. My babysitter's boyfriend.
Were they uncensored like on the VHS tapes and shit? Really? It was like Jerry Springer uncensored.
Yeah, and it was just like whipped cream and huge tits.
Was that an episode just with whipped cream and huge tits?
Well, I mean,
just like a huge tits episode.
I used to watch Jerry Springer like at the gym and stuff back in like high school because my mom would go to the gym and I'd have to be like, I guess I'll just walk on the treadmill and watch TV type of things because I was too old for the daycare. And Jerry Springer would always be on, and there would always be a point in the episode where like it was not getting entertaining anymore. Then right when that happened, it just so happened that someone would flash their tits.
They always do that. They'll just be like, we're getting into a fight. I'm going to look at the audience and then say, check this out. And then show their...
And show their tits. And like,
maybe they like throw them a little extra cash if they
fuck
do that.
Fuck you. You ain't got shit. Yeah.
No, it's like, what are you doing?
Pull out their tits.
How is that? Like, that's a weird way of peacocking that I've like, I don't understand.
I mean, it works. I saw a video recently of a fight at McDonald's or some fast food restaurant. And the girl behind the counter was fighting with a customer. And the girl behind the counter just goes, look at my tit, bitch. And then pulls her tit out.
That's what? Yeah, there's that video. And well, I mean, there's also awesome. The video of Barack Obama
with an erection on the airplane.
Playing yeah. with it in front of all the stewardesses.
That was great. That's a great video. Barack
You've seen
Obama,
that video,
right,
he's
Justin? On an airplane. And he's got,
have
a,
you not seen
he's
that
got
video?
A massive erection.
He's got a big old
and
boner.
He's playing with it?
He's like doing one of here. I don't have a big penis like Barack, so I'm gonna use my sandals. So
he
like,
has sandals in his gym shorts.
He's like doing this and he's just kinda like he does that.
Is he adjusting it or is he
he's like very
showing
obviously
off.
Like kind of doing this thing. It's in this part of his leg, see?
And Michelle's like, that's my
Michelle's
man.
Michelle's not there.
That's my man.
Michelle's not there.
Now wait, Ryan.
Is she?
Now wait a second. If he got the shoe out of his pants. If they're let's flip the page. Let's say what if
what if Michelle Obama was just rubbing her nipples on a plane?
No, I'm talking about Michelle Obama's penis,
store.
Ryan.
Oh,
bye, Justin. Have fun on your phone call.
What was that?
What the hell was that? I think. What
the
hell
the
was that
fuck?
Sound? Anyway.
Okay, bye, Justin.
Ryan, let's say this. What if Barack Obama obviously has a large penis?
Yes.
Now, if you have a large penis and you get an erection in your pants, it's easier to hide it, I imagine, if you have one leg up. So what if he was just genuinely trying to hide it, but it looked like, and he was trying
but
to adjust
it. But you would put it on the leg that's down, mm-hmm. not the leg that's
no.
displayed. No, you wouldn't, because his
no,
pants
listen.
Were so tight. The
let me tell you
you're
this.
You're fighting a winning battle here. I can't agree with you at all.
Listen, the leg that's down, okay, here's what happens. The penis wants to go upwards, so if you're
the
down.
The leg that's down, the pants are more loose. Look at this. The pants are more loose. The leg that's up. It's more tight around this area.
Right, but look, when the leg that's down, the penis wants to come up, so it's going to push further out in the pants. But when this leg is up, it'll just rest right there. See what I'm saying?
It'll rest right there and be pinned. But this has a whole, but, like, little area where it can just...
But it's more noticeable because it looks like this.
You could even use this to block it. He could even turn...
He could have just turned around.
He sat down. I don't know why you're defending this.
I'm just saying. As a man with
what
an extraordinarily
huge
penis,
he was presenting his cock. He wasn't trying to hide it.
Now, Ryan,
that's
you have
not
no
a man
proof
trying to hide his cock.
You have no
that
proof
is a man
this.
Going, look at this. Because did he not jostle it around? I don't think he jostled it around. But he
started
just,
rubbing it and shit.
He was definitely displaying it.
He was, to
a bunch of giggling stewardesses.
He was definitely displaying it. He was saying, look at my penis. Michelle's not around. She can't see this thing.
Now, if Trump did it, it would be like, oh, just another day in office.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh. Like
it's no, like, off put. Like, with Obama, it's like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like,
I guess he had like more decency, and then Trump just does so much shit that's like, oh, there's Trump's penis. Do you think we'll get through the Trump presidency without or with seeing his penis at some point? Do you think we will ever see Donald Trump's penis?
No, I don't. Look, we never saw Bill Clinton's penis.
That's true. But that was before the age of digital
technology.
We had
it described to us. We know just about as much as about Trump's penis as Bill Clinton's penis. Because, well, although, like, yeah, they were both described.
Michael Jackson's penis was described as well, too.
Was it?
He has a birthmark or something on his penis.
Was it by an ex-wife or?
By prosecutors.
Did they get this description out of?
No, they looked at it.
Person?
They took pictures of his penis.
What?
Because they had to compare it to the testimony that a kid gave.
No wonder Michael Jackson's fucked up. Did it come out that the kid described his penis to a T?
I don't think so. I don't remember correctly. I spent a lot of time watching Michael Jackson videos.
Do they
last
have
month.
You know how like in criminal cases you have to they have to draw the suspect? Do they have some guy just kind of like drawing what the penis would look like? And then they have like a bunch of people come in with masks over their faces and have the kid point at the penis that like.
I wonder. What the hell is that? Oh, it's this controller is hooked up to the TV and we keep hitting it, so it's making funny sounds.
Did we just fuck up their game somehow?
Maybe. We might have fucked up the game. They had a game paused and we just hit some things on the controller. Whoops. All right, Ryan, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather have. Be with a woman with six breasts, like a cow's udder, or one singular breast right in the center? I'm going with the six breasts.
I'm going with singular breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It looks funny.
Six don't look funny?
I mean, six looks more like a mammal that would be illegal to fuck. One breast just looks like a Ripley's Believe It or Not type of like, ooh. But six breasts, it's like you're fucking a crossbreed between like a dog and a human.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. Very fair.
Like they like to feed, like if this person had children, they could feed them like a cat or a dog or any other mammal.
They could probably have a whole litter like of pigs, like a whole litter instead of one baby. What if imagine if humans gave birth to litters of babies instead of just one baby, and you didn't know how many were coming out. So you give birth, it's like, oh, six beautiful baby boys.
Thank God that was never a thing for us.
Yeah, like why do humans only have one baby where cats can have like seven at once?
I don't know.
I want answers, Ryan. Come on, you know this.
We are biologically really far from being cats, so I'm certain that has something to do with it.
Could be. Could
yeah. You could be onto something there, Ryan.
Yeah, I saw a video last week of like a baby was born, but it hadn't broken like from the placenta, so mm-hmm. It was like a sack filled with liquid. With a baby inside, and the baby didn't know it was born yet, so it was just, like, sleeping inside.
It was on a giant frying pan?
You could probably cook that thing up, make a nice little omelet.
Scrambled eggs?
Not the baby, but the placenta, because some people eat the placenta. Tom Cruise ate his child's placenta.
With a bendy straw.
Yeah, he went...
Was it a bendy straw or a crazy straw? I forgot, like, what it was. I know it was weird because it was something particular. I can't remember which it was, though.
I don't think it was a crazy straw because you're going to have a hard time getting the placenta through all those loops in the straw. Probably a bendy straw because that's just one singular bend. And okay. You can even adjust the angle of the bend to get the content through easier.
Okay. I just couldn't remember which one, like, it came out as. Okay, so let's just go with bendy straw. That's okay. So weird.
I love twisty straws, like the ones that do all the crazy loops.
Was it not a boba straw?
A boba straw would have been Tom's easiest bet.
Is it California that's getting rid of straws?
Yeah. Starbucks is getting rid of straws. And actually, I went the other day, and they didn't give me a straw.
You can buy your own straw, that, like, metal straw, or, like, the, there's straws that, glass straws, I guess.
Yeah.
You can buy and clean.
Oh, God, glass straw scares me, because I'd bite down on it and crunch in my mouth. I think that, I mean, I'm totally down for the straws, because it's, like, you don't technically need one, and there's a lot of plastic waste. And the lids that Starbucks has now to replace straws are actually awesome.
What?
It's almost like a sippy cup, but it's like not as
like a
sippy
regular cup-ish. Coffee cup.
It's like a plastic type. It's like a biodegradable.
If I looked up
like
new Starbucks cup. Would it?
It's got a lip and like a little bit of a raised lid. I like
no
it.
No straws, Starbucks.
I'm drinking myself some fine H2O.
Good
some
Lord,
Aquafina.
This isn't coming out till like.
What time is it?
2.
It's almost noon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
This probably have to be a shorter podcast, probably.
Yeah, we got
to
get it out. But you know what it's a perfect time for?
An ad read.
Ryan, I've been growing like a 3-foot beard lately. And what better way to shave it off than with Harry's ergonomic razors?
Harry stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/supermega.
Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. Harry's founders are fed up with overpaying for expensive razors, and so am I. They knew a great shave comes down to great blades, made with sharp, durable steel that lasts.
That's why they bought a factory downtown that's been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years.
It's almost a century of good blades, Ryan.
Almost, but not quite. Still got 5 years to go.
Yep.
Wait, over 95 years.
Okay, so less than 5 years.
We don't know. Well, congratulations damn. Either way.
But they've been in business that long because they make good blades. By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand. Just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more.
There is a effing quality guarantee as well. Woo! Matt. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days. They'll give you a full refund. Now that's what I call winning the internet.
Let me give you some of the details of this trial offer. You get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade cover.
A travel blade cover?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. I don't shave often, but when I do, I have to use Harry's because it's so comfortable, Matt. I love the blades that they have. I haven't cut myself once using them. Now, that's not saying that you don't need to be careful. But these blades are very well made and not, you know, the kind that you'll buy from a dollar store and then end up cutting half of your... Never mind, it's fine. I don't want to talk about it. But Harry's is wonderful.
Listeners of Super Mega Cast can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/supermega. What is Harry's that, Ryan? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Do it. Just say it.
Okay. That's harrys.com/supermega.
Woo. How fucking cool would it be, Ryan, if we had our own, like, underground bunker? Like a bomb shelter, but just to hang out in? Because people back in the 50s had, like, bomb shelters. But, like, you know, you wouldn't hang out in it. It would just be sitting in the backyard in case you needed it because the Soviets decided to blow us to kingdom come.
The thing is, I think if you had, like, air conditioning and all this stuff, if you had a big old fucking bomb shelter, that would be the ultimate man/woman cave.
That'd be so fucking cool, dude.
Like, the perfect bomb shelter for me, I would put in a movie theater. I would put in a popcorn machine.
A little wet bar.
I'd hire a little man to be down there all the time and just live there just in case I have to come down.
When you say little man, do you mean just like a man or like a little person?
You know what? Both.
Okay. This is why
it's a little person with a miniature shrunk down man on his shoulder whispering into his ear.
I love that. You give equal opportunity to all people.
No, no, no. It's a little person and he's wearing a top hat, but under the top hat is a little tiny person controlling him, much like
Ratatouille.
Yes,
that's great.
Or Plankton from SpongeBob.
How cool would it be? I'd just be like, yo, Ryan, you want to come over and chill in the bomb shelter? It's the bomb.
It's like, yeah.
Oh,
me and Sturgeon are having a good time.
Sturgeon,
that's his name.
Okay.
Sturgeon, he's a good friend of mine, Matt.
I believe you. Let's go over our dream bomb shelters, okay? I'm gonna go in. You walk in, and you know how, like, a lot of, like, white moms have that stuff that's, like, live, laugh, love?
Yes.
I'm gonna have those all over the place to make
wonderful,
it calmly.
Wonderful.
But when you walk in, it's gonna be a cheesy one that says, it's the bomb. And it's like, haha, I get it. You're gonna walk in.
You'll have, what about, like, a nice little Syndigo poster that says, you are the bomb? No?
I don't...
What?
Maybe.
That was our catchphrase. Not yours.
Ryan, what the hell, dude?
I'm gonna have a big... if I get, like, not yours, fucking idiot.
I'm gonna have nothing but Super Mega merch all over, which we're gonna talk about in a little bit, but I'm gonna have Super Mega posters everywhere, so after the bomb goes off, I can look at the posters and cry and remember the great times I share with my friend Ryan McGee.
You get a Factual Factoid shirt.
Okay, mate, sure. I'll wear it. It's my end of days clothes.
Dude, bears are scary, dude.
And then I would have, I'd have a nice little CRT TV to play GameCube.
Why a CRT TV?
Because I like the aesthetic of it for
so
GameCube.
Stupid.
I'd have a big TV, too.
I like the
too.
Aesthetic of this because it's bad quality.
I would have a
and
regular
bad quality
TV, too.
Made it epic.
It would look better on a CRT. And then I would have, like, I'd have a mini fridge filled with sugar-free Monster because that's my favorite beverage choice. Just kidding.
It's disgusting. All of this sounds horrible.
It's like
you have an old TV. You have Monster sugar-free energy drink.
Ryan,
what?
I'm not judging your fucking bomb bunker.
My
choices.
Bomb bunker's fucking awesome.
So is mine.
Look at mine. I have a movie theater and a little man friend that helps me out and, like, makes me.
You're gonna get real sick of him real fast.
No,
I guarantee
I'm not.
It. Yes,
he doesn't
you
talk.
Are. So is he mute?
No,
he just doesn't talk.
Unless I ask him to.
You're gonna get so sick of him, dude. You're just gonna want some alone time and he's gonna be trapped in the bunker down there with you. What about when you want to crank one out? You got this little person there.
He can go behind the bar.
Yeah, he can't see over it. So
yeah.
He won't be able to see you masturbate.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan, how many times a day would you crank it out if you were just trapped in a bomb bunker all day?
In a bomb shelter? Knowing my libido now, probably 5 to 10 times a day.
That thing would, like... Oh my god, I can't imagine being trapped in a bomb shelter with you and just knowing that you just had to masturbate 5 to 10 times a day. I'd just be like, Matt, it's time. And I'd be like, all right, nice to have to go sit in the corner.
I'm not even in a bomb shelter now, and that's pretty much what the average was before No Nut November.
Yeah, how's that been going?
Very fun, very hard.
Same.
Very tough for me, Matt.
Hey, you know what, guys? It's November 9th. Neither of us have succumbed, no pun intended,
what?
To No Nut November. We're going to be able to levitate things with our mind.
Yeah.
I've been working towards it every day. My eyesight's become clear. I have more energy. I'm able to seduce a woman like that.
No touching my penis with my hand for this man.
Mm-mm-mm. It's No Penis Touch November. And then we're going to both participate in Destroy Dick December, which, as all of you know, December 1st, you masturbate once.
I could probably legitimately, if I were to do Destroy Dick
If you were,
December,
you are going to.
No, like, realistically.
Okay, how far could you get?
I think it's that 10th day would
you
kill
I think.
How?
I think I could comfortably get up to 7.
Oh my God.
I think I could easily comfortably get up
to
7.
No joke. I don't think I could get to 3.
Really?
Yeah.
You have all day.
I don't have, like, I don't have that high of a libido.
Well.
So, like, I, and like once, you know, once it's fired out of the chamber, it's like, I need a good half a day.
Yeah, but then you play some video games and smoke a cigarette, and then you're like, man, I could use another one of those.
Sounds like a perfect day.
You crank one out, and you just flop between video games, Netflix, a cigarette, and masturbation.
Are you just describing your Saturday? is that your Saturday?
I mean, no.
Every time I watch Breaking Bad, there's a scene where Walter says to Jesse, he goes, smoking marijuana, eating Cheetos, and masturbating does not constitute his plans in my book. And every time he says that, I'm like, that just sounds like Ryan Saturday to me.
Yeah, I guess. I treat myself right on Saturdays.
Dude, self-care. You know what? Everyone has varying definitions of self-care. If that's how you take care of yourself, fucking go for it, man.
Okay.
Just not in November.
No.
Because it's not November.
Yeah. Which, wait, does that mean
what?
We can't use other means to nut? Is it strictly just...
You can still have sex during not November.
Okay.
You can't stimulate your own genitals, though. That's the rule. It's to raise awareness for prostate cancer, but I think they just tacked that on so it didn't sound as weird to the general public.
It's also healthy.
It is, yeah. It's good to take a break from jerking off, boys.
It's also healthy to masturbate. Just saying. Could prevent cancer. Could help prevent cancer, man.
Well, Ryan, I'm not going to fight with you on the semantics of this.
Actually, I think, well, I mean, prostate orgasms are healthy, so.
Well, you know what, Ryan? Actually, masturbating does help prevent prostate cancer, I think. Mm-hmm. I haven't read the research. That's just what I've been told. But I've also been told that for mental health, not masturbating is fantastic.
Yeah, because it makes you a very dangerous male.
You're filled with testosterone. Yeah. I could snap someone's neck like super quick.
With your mind soon.
With my mind, at the end of the month, I'll be able to snap someone's neck. I'll be able to make someone die just by looking at them. And honestly, it's so easy to seduce any woman I want. It's crazy.
What do you have to, what's your go-to move?
I just look at them. They can detect my chakras and my energy. See, my chakras from my testicles have built up so strong because I've been reserving my semen that a woman can just detect it by being near me. Instantly attracted to me.
Okay.
My chakras have been aligned. My testosterone levels are off the chart. My sperm count is through the roof. And women can detect that kind of thing. Oh, wow. They're naturally attracted to it.
See, usually I just go to Hollywood Boulevard and hold up a sign that says, want GF, please, will pay good, and then cash signs.
And then also include a note that says you've reserved your semen. There's a lot of guys that believe
I wear
that.
A super mega shirt while I'm doing it, so people may get the little like, oh, what's that? And then they'll look it up, then they'll see me and be like, oh,
he's a famous YouTuber. Look at that. Not only is he a famous YouTuber, but he reserves his semen. That's a real theory that like a lot of that some guys do on the internet where they think that like if they reserve their semen, that it makes them like stronger. Which I don't think that's true, guys.
No.
Your body reabsorbs.
That sounds
the
like something Trump would believe.
I reserve my semen. I have not ejaculated in 6 years.
You only have a certain amount of cum stored in your body.
From the time you're born, you only have a certain amount of cum.
If that was the case, I'd be out 5 years ago.
You'd be out way more than 5 years ago, Ryan.
Dude, could you... If there was a movie, the opening scene would be me discovering masturbation.
I mean, every origin. Other scene would be you masturbating in between, like, the main storyline. Like,
you know how there's a movie coming out, The House That Jack Built? It's, like, about, like, a serial killer mm-hmm. and, like, the five specific murders that, like, shaped him as a serial killer. My movie would be the five different instances of me masturbating that transformed me into the person I am today.
I, like... Now I'm just thinking about movies, because you know a lot of movies will put like non-sequitur scenes in just to kind of build character and pad the story. Mm-hmm. I like just what movies would be drastically different if there was just a scene with the character masturbating for like awkwardly too long and then it just went to the next scene. Like imagine Forrest Gump. It just cuts to a scene in the middle of things. He's just in his room just masturbating. Well, or like Napoleon Dynamite. He just has to crank one out in his bedroom.
Well, if you're going to show a character masturbating, it has to be there has to be a reason for it, right? You can't just show a character masturbating, otherwise it's just like porn. Or it's just
a
like softcore porn.
It doesn't have to.
It has to kind of give you an insight into whether it be the plot or the characterization or what's going on. It could be the sexuality could be a theme in this.
Would it build character for you personally if you masturbated on the podcast? Like, would it build super mega lore if Ryan McGee was able to crank one out during the podcast?
Could we even upload that to YouTube?
Well, people can't see it.
See, here's the thing. You go to YouTube and you type in beautiful agony, I think. Let me see.
Is that where it's like people's faces?
Yeah, where they like shoulder up and then it's just that.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
Wasn't there also a YouTube channel where people were like reading and like they were like, they were being stimulated at the same time?
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Reddit years ago. My favorite thing to do on YouTube is go and search like big breasts and then sort by new and then see all the videos uploaded by like Indian men before they're taken down.
It's called hysterical literature. So let's just fast forward a bit.
We can't play this on the podcast.
It's on YouTube.
But it's going to be
demonetized. 23 million views.
That doesn't mean it's not
demonetized. You know that's making YouTube money.
It's demonetized.
All I'm saying is. That's all.
Okay.
There, I say, kissing her your tears away.
We have an idea for a show on Super Mega I want to do called, like, Book Club or something, where it's like a podcast, but we legitimately just, it's like an audio book, where we just pick a book, and we just read through the book and give our commentary, and then each chapter ask you guys to do a homework assignment, and then we rate it, send out, like, maybe some free pins based on who's the best, stuff like that.
That sounds like a channel that someone who would remind the teacher that people had homework.
Well, that kid was me. I hated that fucker, dude. Are you going to collect homework? It's like, shut the fuck up. Stop.
Teacher, I think you forgot something.
Listen, your grade is not going to go down.
And that fucking nerd has his homework half stuffed in his asshole as he's doing a handstand waiting to present it to the class.
And she's like, very good, Jeffrey.
Okay, I'll take this. Ooh, you did the extra credit. You know how sometimes they'd have like, oh, the second page on the back that...
I can't tell you how many times I turned it. I failed a test once because I didn't see that there was a backside somehow. And then I was like, can I just like give it a go right now? And she's like, nope. And I was like, oh, the highest grade I can get is like a 40
what a
now.
Fucking bitch.
I was so mad.
Well, whatever teacher that was, whoever it was, I bet you he was just a little bitch.
Just mad.
Was it a he?
I don't even remember.
Oh.
Oh, I like another time I used a Scantron and I filled every answer one off and then I got like a 3 on the test. But like most of my answers were right, but they wouldn't regrade it. And I'm like,
that's the funniest thing because it's like they're not even the teacher's not making sure you know the material in that instance. They're specifically being vindictive because they don't want to do the extra work to see if you know if their teaching is working for you.
Well, what frustrated me was in high school, I remember there were a lot of classes where I'd be graded on a lot of things that weren't the subject matter. I had one teacher where we had a legitimate grade based on community service. So we had a community service log, and we'd have to go out and do like 4 every semester and write an essay. And that was a big part of our grade. And I'm like, I think it was like physics or something. And I'm like, why is my physics grade being reflected based on if I do enough community service? The class is in community service, it's physics. So shouldn't my grade be fully reflective of how well I know the physics material?
They should have handled it like my
It should have been like extra credit.
Well, that's what they did at my school in like science classes. You could go every now and then, like after school or something, the teacher would go out and you'd like pick up litter.
Yeah, and that's
fine.
Stuff
like out near the river and all that stuff.
I just thought it was dumb when like my grade would actually be based on things that weren't the subject matter. Like, even in college, like, attendance is a grade. And I get that. But at the same time, it's like, that's not actually... I get, like, why should me coming to class be a grade? Because at the end of the day, if I know the material, I know the material. Because I remember I had a couple college classes that I wouldn't really go to because it would be, like, an introduction to, like, video editing or something. And it's like, I know I already know how to do that. And when I sit down on the test, if I didn't go to any of the classes, I know I can still do well on it.
See,
because
it's
stuff I learned, like, 10 years ago.
I never skipped those types of classes because they were just always easy and I'd just be on my... notebook. I guess you'd call it a laptop. But I've been talking away from this mic for most of the podcast. I'm trying to move this. I would usually skip... the class that I skipped the most in college was geology. Fuck that stupid shit. I don't care about it.
I actually like geology.
So stupid.
My favorite class was hands down astronomy. That was a fun lecture.
Tell me what you learned.
Well, what stands out more than anything else from astronomy was Jackson was in the astronomy class with me.
Ooh,
and we sat in the back.
You had a good old buddy.
I did. And we sat in the back, and there was this kid that sat next to us, and he wore a suit every day. And he carried a briefcase, kind of like review bra, but this kid wasn't cool. And he would sit there, and I shit you not, this is the weirdest kid. He he would just be on his laptop the whole class, but all he would do is look at pictures of trains. Just pictures of diesels.
You've talked about this kid before.
And I remember, like, he went on a train archive website and he would upload pictures of diesels that, like, he had taken and, like, put the location and time and, like, archive it to some train catalog. And then I remember we had an exam and the professor was like, I don't want to see any phones. And then I saw him, like, reach into his, like, briefcase and, like, pull his phone out real quick. And I was like, oh, is he cheating? And I look, he's just looking at pictures of trains.
Oh, shit.
And then one time he sat in between me and Jackson. And I want to sit by Jackson. I was like, hey, man, do you mind if we switch seats so I can sit by my friend? And he just goes, I don't give a crap. And I remember he wore a fedora, too.
He wore a fedora?
Just to add on to things. And I found him on Facebook, and his profile picture was him with Joe Biden. That was a very interesting kid. That's all I remember about him. It was a fun class, though. I really do
love
astronomy.
Joe Biden is a hero.
He's a war hero.
So
he's actually he's been through some shit.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Didn't his like wife and son both die from something really shitty?
I have no fucking clue.
Something really shitty happened to his wife and his son while he was like running for Congress, and he like stuck it out.
Joe Biden.
And then his other son died of like cancer or something. I don't remember. He's had some shitty family luck though.
Wife death. In December 1972, while Joe Biden was senator-elect, Neela and Naomi, I guess like a daughter and mother?
Yeah.
Were killed in a traffic accident, which injured the two sons who recovered from their injuries. Joe Biden married his second wife, Jill, in 1977, and together they had a daughter.
And then one of his sons recently
and
died.
And then in May 25th, Bo?
Bo.
B-E-A-U.
Hey, Bo.
Died of brain cancer.
Yeah. That sucks.
It's a tragic fucking...
That is some sad life. Family life.
Yeah.
But, guys, I want to talk about something.
Uh-oh.
Guess what?
What?
Dropping tomorrow. Super mega merch.
Super mega merch.
Super mega
talking about
merch.
Like, are you talking about, like, shirts?
Shirts, pins, posters, pop socket for
your
phone?
Can I get those fucking pieces of shit signed?
Absolutely. You can get posters signed,
fucking
everybody.
Asshole.
What
fuck
the,
you.
What the hell?
Fucking asshole.
Stop.
I fucking love super mega. I want to buy it, assholes.
Then please do. Guys, we got our merch store dropping tomorrow. We've been working super fucking hard.
We're going to pack it all ourselves.
We're not running through any company. We're doing this 100% independently. So Ryan and I have been the only ones. We're in charge of getting it manufactured, getting the designs, packing it, shipping it, running
the
website.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So every piece of merch you guys get, that was hand-packed
God
by me
man.
And Ryan.
We're going to be fucking busy as fuck Sunday.
We're going to be a couple busy bees in the beehive, packing shirts,
yeah,
packing posters.
While everyone's at church, we're going to be packing super mega merch.
We're going to be on our own church.
It's going to be like a... It's going to be like a God church.
Oh!
Please buy our merch. Please buy our merch. I want you to...
Please. All the merch is moist.
Yeah.
Comes in liquid sealed bags.
We've packed it with moist hands that we've dipped in the mixed. What we did is we took an ashtray, dumped it in some Mountain Dew, shook that up, then dipped our fingers in it, and that's what we...
It is so fucking
moist. So that's what the packages will be scented like, which you never think that mixing Mountain Dew in the ashes of leftover cigarettes would create like an interesting... musky combination.
Smells good.
Yeah, but it does. So like legitimately, like there's a weird science behind it, much like the science behind how pouring Coca-Cola on your windshield of your car on a cold day will help the ice kind of go away. I guess you can use your wipers and shit. It's one of those things where like mix cigarette ash and Mountain Dew, tap that on. It's a natural cologne. Well, not really a natural cologne.
It smells
just
good.
Yeah, I can't remember where I saw the tutorial. It was somewhere on YouTube, but just for those who want to try it, send us a video or something on Twitter of you putting some on and going up to your family or friends and going, do you like my new cologne?
Yeah, do that, guys.
I just want to see if someone will actually do it.
That's disgusting.
I want to see if someone will be just like, rub it on their
neck. It's going to be all like clumpy and like,
yeah.
It's probably not, I guarantee it's not good for your skin to put like cigarette ashes and Mountain Dew. It's like carcinogens and shit. But guys, we got several shirts. We got posters you can buy signed or unsigned if you want. Pin sets, extra stuff. And we're going to keep the store up as long until most of the stuff sells out. And then we will close the store and reopen it at a later date when we have more merch drops.
Yep.
We got a lot of fun stuff in the works, so please check it out. And also, I have a feeling a good chunk of this stuff will probably sell out pretty fast, so get it fast. What?
Is there not a second ad read?
There is. But guys, we've been working really hard, and we just want to thank you all for the support. Worked real hard on the website. I, like, designed it, and then we had our friend Connor code the whole thing, did a great job. Drop in real soon. It's coming 9 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay,
so keep it tuned. Follow us on Twitter at Super Mega Show.
We'll
and our personal Twitters.
Throw out that link once it's live,
so you'll be able to see. We'll be counting down until it drops.
Fuck yeah!
But how about one more ad read for one of our favorite sponsors in the world?
Gonna send me
honey.
That.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to feel that they're overpaying while shopping online, especially during the holidays. Gifts, travel, ugly sweaters, it all adds up. But did you know there's an easy way to always get the lowest price? It's called Honey.
For those who don't know, Honey is a free shopping tool that automatically saves you money by searching the internet for the best promo codes whenever you shop online. That means you get the best deals without even trying on your favorite sites like Amazon, eBay, J.Crew, Walmart, Sephora, Expedia, and more. In fact, Honey has already saved its 10 million members an average of $28.61.
Guys, think about how many fucking Gatorades you could buy with that. I have Honey on all of my devices, all of my desktop devices, and I absolutely love it. Every time I go to buy something online, it's just like, oh, by the way, here's a little coupon code. And I'm like, I didn't even know that coupon code existed. And I just saved $4. Boom. It's great on Amazon. Amazon is like my favorite site to use it on because it just randomly finds all these codes and coupons I didn't even know existed and gets me discounts on just everyday orders on Amazon.
Matt, there's a reason Honey has over 10 million members. I mean, it saves its users, as I said, an average of $28.61 and has over 100,000 or more 5-star reviews on the Google Chrome store.
You know, it's quality, guys. And the best part about it's completely free and only takes 2 clicks to install. You just go search it and install it. So there's no reason not to add Honey to your browser today, especially during the holidays when you're doing all that shopping, spending the most money. So you can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/megacast.
That's two words, joinhoney.com/megacast.
Honey, the easiest way to save money while shopping online. Ain't that funny? I added that last part.
That's a good one.
It was good, yeah.
Well,
this has been a fun one.
Yeah.
Hope you guys all have a great day.
Ended on an ad read for like the first time. So there you go.
Honey, I hope you guys check out Honey. And I hope you guys will tune into our big merch launch tomorrow. We're so excited. So effing excited.
We're excited to be doing all this for you guys.
Lots of stuff that's never been on the store
before. As we said, the both of us are going to be packing every single order.
Yeah.
Like, we are physically going to be taking in the orders that you tell us and shipping them out to you.
Like, yeah, so we're not using a company or anything. This is all us. So
be patient. I'm not saying there will be any mishaps or anything, but be patient with us because this is our first go around. So we're going to see just how epic we can make this merch launch.
I'm confident about it. And also, we're going to have an email address specifically for if you have any issues with your order. If there's an email address you can contact for support. We're going to try to get everything out as fast as we can. And we're going to get some friends to help. And we just hope that you guys enjoy it. So thank you so much for listening, guys. Catch us on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play Music and everything. And we will see you next week. Bye, everyone. Happy Fursuit Friday.
Love you.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project
in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.